Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Stanley, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And I'd just like to ask you a couple questions concerning the problems facing our nation, our state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote, ma'am?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, just to be clear, is this Erica Pitone?
No.
No, okay. Then that's fine. As long as you're registered, it's fine. And I'll get to the questions right now. And are you registered to vote in Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. Okay, so, and what do you consider yourself, like your ethnic group?
I'm mixed.
Mm-hmm. And would it be like, let's see, what mixed in with what? Or would you rather not say?
Black, white, and Asian.
Black, white, and Asian. Okay. Are you, have any Hispanic or Spanish descent?
Not that I know of, but it's possible.
Okay, it's possible. Okay. And I just need the year you're born, no more details, just the year, just so we know that we reach out to a certain amount of people in different categories. We get all the ages, in other words.
Gotcha.
And
2000.
Then we'll start our first question. Thank you. Appreciate it. So let's start with, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
50-50.
50-50, thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I think the division of the two parties.
Okay, so when you say the two parties, you mean the Democratic Republic Party? So
yes.
Would that be the House or just the parties?
The parties.
I got you. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, not necessarily, because I feel like it all stems from that. Like the, you know,
wow, that's
people
interesting.
Taking different sides.
Right. And you know what? I listen to people every day about these issues, and that's a new one for me, the way you put it. And that's pretty interesting. It all comes from there.
Yeah.
You're absolutely.
Know, yeah.
That's cool. Very smart. Okay. So then division between the two parties, the two majorities, right? Because there's more parties,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Okay. Interesting. That was a good one. I like that. Okay. So
thank
now,
you.
Now thinking about, yeah, that's pretty smart. So now thinking back to 2020, the presidential election back then, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And I just want you to know, too, your answers are completely, I don't think I mentioned that, and I'm sorry if I didn't. Your answers are completely, what do you call it? I don't even remember the word now. Confidential. And none of this will be shared with anybody outside of the, the surveyors. So,
okay.
And thinking again about this in this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't know. It's kind of hard. I'm very torn. I would
love
to not vote for either Democrat or Republican,
but
I feel like it's hard because the other two parties don't really get a lot of votes. And I think
mm-hmm.
other people think that too, like, and that just causes even more, problems.
Understand.
That, I shouldn't vote for them because they're not going to get enough votes, and that just causes more people not to vote for them.
Right, so
then
we actually miss out on votes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. I don't know, honestly.
Okay, so you're undecided? Would that be fair to say?
Yeah,
okay.
I am undecided, yeah.
Okay, that'll work, thank you. Well, if, believe me, you're not the only one. Well, if the election were held today, and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards independent Robert F. J. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Would you lean towards it? In other words, are you leaning towards any of them?
Not particularly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would need to do more research on the independent and green parties because I don't know a lot about them. I don't think they're as heavily, you know, mediatized because mm-hmm. of them being smaller groups. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is something that I have been thinking about, like, what in the world do I even do? Coming
right.
November.
The world, a lot going on in the world is so, it's hard to, like, say this one, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, so we can also, if you're undecided, I can put that down, no problem. Would that,
okay.
Is that, okay, that reflects your opinion, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates? Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0, no chance to, 0 means no chance you would vote for them. 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Okay, so here we go. The first one is just two of them. Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
60,
okay. And Donald Trump?
30,
okay. Excellent, thank you. And let's see now, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
When it comes to health, you said?
No, when it comes, well, now thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, yeah. So this is about which way would you vote on your district candidate?
Likely Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And next question is, and who do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Probably Biden.
Okay, and would you say somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And then now please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Okay, so the first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. How do you feel about that? Do you strongly agree? For this section, I'll let you know when we get to the next section. For this section, all the answers will be strongly disagree, strongly or somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree. Okay, so the first one is President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. How do you feel about that?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. Okay. Excellent. And President, yes, you got it off the top, somewhat. Sometimes I do have to keep reminding people about that one. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. How do you feel about that?
Is mostly agree one of them?
These are the four, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree.
Okay, somewhat agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I also, you know, if you're just really on the fence or if you're really stuck, let me know and we'll try to find some other option because I want this to reflect your opinion.
Okay.
I want it to reflect your exact opinion as close as I can get to it. Okay, so President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experience an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. How do you feel about that?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And then President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. How do you feel about that?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And now we're a little over halfway through. I'll try to be as quick as possible. I know that you probably have things to do, so I'm going to move on. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Now here we got the choices are strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree. And I'll let you know when we finish this section. Here we go. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background checks, who have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And the next question. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and are married to American citizens. How do you feel
strongly
about that?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background checks and cannot return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. How do you feel about that?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And now we're moving on to the next section, and we're about, let me tell you exactly where we're at. We're about a little over 70%. We're almost done. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024 election. Okay, so we're going to go through these, and now the answers are here: much less likely, somewhat less likely, and somewhat more likely, and much more likely. So this is President Biden enacting each of the following programs. Okay, so if he enacted these programs, would they make you more likely to vote for him or less likely? So here we go. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would that make you less or more likely or somewhat?
More likely.
Okay, more likely. Okay, and that's a somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Much more, thank you. And then a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can contribute and work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. And then the next one would be a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. And we have two left here. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat more likely. Is that one of them?
Okay. Yep. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, and this one is, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And then we're moving on. Please indicate if you are, this one it'll be about concerns. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Okay, here we go. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. How concerned are you about that?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, thank you. and that Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. How do you feel? How concerned are you about that?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. How concerned does that make you?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. How concerned are you about that?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Thank you. And Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned does that make you?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And we're almost done. I'm going to read you the different approaches from President Trump and President Biden. These are approaches President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I'd like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither are exactly right. So let's see which one comes closer to you, to what you think. So Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they've lived in this country. That's Donald Trump. And now we got Joe Biden, who says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Which approach are you closest to? And
Biden.
It's a somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Let's move on, and we're almost done. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? Or are we still sticking with the... it's your choice. It's your opinion, and whatever you say is... There's no wrong or right here, and believe me, I totally respect everything you have to say.
I think as far as immigration goes, definitely leaning more towards Joe Biden from that aspect, but I don't know as far as the difference in opinions between the other two, mm-hmm. other than Republicans.
Right.
So, I mean, if I was leaning more towards, I would definitely say, like, Trump is not even, like, mm-hmm. into consideration, but I think it'd be between the three, independent
Green
or Democrat. Yeah.
Okay, so since if that's the case, so would it be fair to say you're undecided still?
Probably.
Yeah, that's the. Or I want to make sure I get your answer.
Yeah, that is my true answer. That's how I feel. I think on a.
Okay.
You're still doing your
homework and trying to figure out, right? Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, okay, so if the election were held today. And you had to decide right now, okay, so this is the one where we're going to lean towards somebody. And you told me you weren't going to lean towards Donald Trump, but you lean towards somebody else. Now, are you leaning towards anybody in particular between the Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, or Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
I guess I would lean towards Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? And what is your relationship to them? Are they your friends, coworkers, family members, acquaintances?
I know someone, someone from high school's parents.
Uh-huh.
So their parents. Okay. I don't know them personally, really, but...
Mm-hmm. So it'd be would it be fair to say these are an acquaintance?
Or
we have a friend, a coworker, family member, or an acquaintance, or yes, and I prefer not to specify. So we could go with an acquaintance?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now we're just about done. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? So I'll go down the list, and you tell me yes or no if you use this or not. Univision or Telemundo?
No.
No. Okay. WhatsApp?
No.
No. Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Spanish language radio programs?
No.
No, okay. TikTok?
Yes.
MSNBC, and or CNN, other major news network channels or websites?
No.
No, okay. YouTube?
No.
OAN or Newsmax?
No.
Okay. Fox News channel or website?
No.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a question for statistical purposes, and let's see. Okay. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
The Philippines.
The Philippines, Central America, Panama, Dominica, Portugal. Okay. Anything
Italy.
Else? Italy.
Mm-hmm. And then and if we're talking way back, they would probably be Africa, but.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, you said you possibly have some type of Latin or Spanish in you?
It's possible.
Where would that be?
Spain.
Spain? Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. And we're just about, I know I've been telling you that, but it keeps telling me we're about that. So, were you born in the United States mainland or in another country?
United States.
United States, thanks. And let's see, were either of your parents born out in another country, Puerto Rico?
No, they were both born here.
Okay. So both parents born on the mainland. Thank you. And what languages do you primarily speak at home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English, or something else?
Always English.
Always English. Okay, great. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat, or what? How do you describe yourself?
Neither.
Neither. So we would it be safe to say we also could be independent or other? Or
other.
You don't know. Other, okay.
I know that I'm not either party. Like, I'm pretty, like, you know, confident
right,
in that
right.
part. So I guess I would just say other.
Right, right. Do you think of yourself closer to Democrat or Republican?
Probably Democrat, but then I feel like views that
right.
side with either.
Sure, sure, sure.
View.
Of course, that's fair. Mm-hmm. So, let's say we can say, okay, I guess would it be safe to say you're, let's see, I don't want to answer for you, that's the thing. Would you be closer to Democrats or closer to Republicans? How do you feel?
Probably closer to Democrat, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And then thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. And what's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay, makes sense, makes sense. You retain information well. What is your... do you have any type of religion?
Yes, I am non-denominational Christian.
Non-denominational. Oh, here it is. Church of Christ. Okay, perfect. And finally, just for verification purposes by my supervisor, your name is not Erica. That's what we originally looked for. What is your name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. My sister's name is Jasmine. Is it with a J or Y? That's
Jay.
Right. J, okay. My sister's with the Y. J A J A S or J A Z?
J A S.
M I N?
E.
All right, but E at the end, huh? That's, okay,
yep.
Jasmine. My sister's is with the Y.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see now. Thank you for your time. And just one last thing. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research study are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. You're so very nice. Nice lady, nice young lady. Let's see
Thank
now.
You.
So that's it. That completes our survey. And thank you for your time and your opinions. I really I've learned from you, and you're younger than me. So you know the kids nowadays, they're very smart. I'm not saying you're a kid. You're of course you're a young woman, but there's a lot we can learn from each other. And I've been learning a lot from this young generation that we
yeah.
didn't have back then, you know, like just the way that everybody's more open and free about who they are and things like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to hide it. I think that's great. And thank you for your time. You have a
of
wonderful
course.
Day, and I hope they do reach out to you and, you know, give you some money.
for yeah,
other,
I hope so
with
too.
Other, for other, yeah, for other surveys. They do. Sometimes they do. So, I'm you know, I hope they do. Okay, well, thank you, Jasmine,
yeah, thank
for
you.
Your time. And I don't know if you're still going to school or working, but good luck in anything that you do. I'm sure you'll do great. You're a very smart young lady, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.